Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. And if you're a mechanic and you're in charge of fixing my car, but instead you just take it for like weeks and weeks, you never get it fixed, and you get it back, and then there's 1,000 miles that have been driven on the car.
Oh, go for a spin. Nice. That's... sounds like Ferris Bueller or something like that.
All I need to know about you.
This didn't happen to you. Come on.
This happened in Florida. Here is the man talking about how upset he was that his car had all these miles when he got it back.
Mm. Well, I'm sitting here having to walk everywhere. I want the person to lose their job. I mean, that's just not right to take anybody's car like that.
It's my nightmare. And I always say, like, what's stopping a mechanic from just taking your car? And I know you have to, like, trust them. But there's certain situations where you probably shouldn't trust them.
Well, listen, a test drive is one thing. But a test drive doesn't last 1,100 miles.
1,000 miles.
Yeah.
So a news reporter.
And there's nothing more frustrating, too, than thinking that you're getting back your car a certain time and you don't get it back and nobody calls and they don't deliver it on time. That's the worst.
Like, I hate to generalize, but there has never been one time that they told me my car was going to be ready in a certain date and it was ready on that date.
I never leave it.
Never once.
I'll sleep in your lobby before I'll leave the car.
Oh, I've left it there for weeks after accidents and things.
Oh, so, I've slept many times in the lobby.
They asked the mechanic who supposedly did this, a news reporter, and this was the reaction.
So it sounds like somebody was joyriding in his vehicle.
Okay. Well, it wasn't me.
You know anything about that?
That guy's crazy.
He has 1,000 miles on his vehicle while it was supposed to be here fixed. Now it's not fixed. And there was women's underwear in the back seat.
Oh, I don't like your attitude, weirdo.
Did he just say he didn't like the reporter's attitude?
I don't like your attitude, weirdo.
You planted that underwear part of this story. Get out of here, reporter.
Can you imagine? And you get your car back and there's women's underwear in the back seat. Like, what? That is all I need to know about you.
We're generalizing. It could have been a woman who joyrided that car. All right? We don't know. Okay? And then she was changing after some sort of incident, or maybe she went to the gym. We just don't know at this point.
If you're a shady mechanic, that's all I need to know about you.
If you drive in the rain to and from work without ever putting on your windshield wipers because you believe that the rain just beads off well enough for you to drive at 80 miles per hour, that's all I need to know about you. Turn on your wipers. Turn on your wipers. Now, also, I will say this. Don't tell me how to operate my wipers if you're in the car, though. Because I'm not a high guy. Are you a high guy with the wipers? Are you a low setting? Or are you an intermittent?
I do it based on how hard it's raining, like a normal person.
No. I mean, for me, I'll push the delay as far as it can go. But don't tell me to turn it on high or something like that. Also, but you can't be the person who just doesn't use them at all.
My husband is a Rain-X fanatic.
Oh.
So he puts like 37 coats. And then when
the
it rains.
The infomercial?
Oh, my gosh. When it rains, he's like, look, babe.
Look.
Look, babe. Look.
Look.
Look. You can see perfectly clear. You don't even need these wipers.
I've never taken the time to do anything like that in my life. Like, if you're at the auto car wash and it's like, spray this on. I spray the entire car with the Rain-X.
Oh, no. It's like his... It's like his part-time job
it's
to go outside
like
and Rain-X our front windshields. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. What's the number one reason why you could never give up your Costco membership? That one item that you always need. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven.
You know, it's funny. Every single year when your membership comes up, a lot of times you say to yourself, is it worth the investment? But there's something that sticks out in your mind.
Right. This was trending in the news.
A photo of a sign posted on the Costco Deals Instagram account says, effective March 16th, 2020, an active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from our food court.
I had no idea that you could not have a membership and go into the food court. That was news to me.
I mean, this tells you the degree to which people are actually going to freak out. They're putting out that headline now, and they're not even enforcing it for like another month, for at least 3 weeks. They're giving people the warning, listen, you've had a great run at this thing, but you're not getting $2 hot dogs or pizza slices anymore, people.
$1.50 hot dogs.
What?
And the acai bowl. I go, who orders that bowl? Acai, acai.
Somebody does. Somebody's coming in, and they're not showing their ID at the door.
Right, and getting their dollar churros.
Oh, man.
And people are fired up about it.
I feel like, no, we don't need a member for that. I feel like... It should be okay.
See, I disagree.
Right.
I think, like, I pay my membership to go in there and to pay whatever that Cuban sandwich is, $2. So why should you not have my membership and be able to go get that same food for so little amount of money?
Let me paint a scenario for you. It's a terrible, terrible shopping experience. You've gone through. You've gotten all your items in bulk. All right? You've had a long day. You've cruised through the cash register line. Now you're trying to get out the front door. And wait a minute. Everybody's in front of you getting some sort of falafel or something like that. And they're not even members here.
That slice of pizza is real big, though.
Well, get out of the way, people, all right? You're not even a member here. Go back to where you came from.
There is some controversy, though.
I think it's pretty dumb from a business standpoint because they're just going to be losing money or actually gaining money depending on how many people decide to sign up just so they can eat food. But I don't know how many people are going to want to do that just for the food.
Well,
I love the random witness right. that comes in and gives one side and then completely contradicts himself three words later.
I'm going to be honest. The food isn't that great. it's cheap.
But the value's there.
But it's not that great. I would never sign up at Costco just for the food court. But there's a lot of reasons why people sign up. And I know that I have my reasons. There's things I go there all the time for.
Right. So what is your defining thing that you need?
That one thing that you always get at Costco that you could never give up your membership for, this one item. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Costco just announced that starting March 16th, if you don't have an actual membership, you can't eat in the food court, which came as a surprise to me because I didn't know that you could eat in the food court without a Costco membership.
I mean, shouldn't they have a bouncer at the front? They're always checking receipts when you walk out the door, marking off how many items you're walking out with.
I like when I walk in, I proudly, I whip it out of my wallet. Like, right. I'm already, I'm like, look, no! Here it is.
Don't even try and stop me. I know Boom. The system. Give right. me a wink and say, hey, man, how's your day going?
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What is that one item at Costco that you cannot give up your membership for because you can't imagine living without this item? And I don't know if the food court would be it because, granted, those $1.50 hot dogs are a sweet deal, but would you really pay $60 a year so you could have that cheap food? There's so many other reasons to have a Costco membership.
Yeah, but the churro and the pizza slice, I mean, you're not getting that anywhere else for that convenient right at that moment as you're walking out. And nobody's judging you when you're leaving with 6 pounds of mayonnaise. That's the healthiest choice you made that day.
I'm looking at our Facebook page, and this made me giggle. Mary wrote, the tacos and all the yummy prepared foods. That's what we're having for dinner tonight. I have the... Have you seen the taco? It's relatively new. The taco thing, it's like a long rectangle.
Yeah.
And they have the chopped meat. They have the corn tortillas. They have the lettuce in the middle with the two different dips. It's like $14-15. My husband and I eat like kings. And I don't really have to cook anything. It's perfect. I just got to warm up the chicken.
All that sounds fantastic. But it's sacrilegious that you're going on a Wednesday because yesterday was Taco Tuesday.
Oh, well, I got it on Sunday.
Get it worked out, man, in your mind. What is it,
Anarchy? The 26 croissants that I brought in here yesterday because I thought they were going to expire.
Well, that's true. That worked out well.
Yeah, we ate
two
them.
Of those did not go to waste.
1-800-330-9999. What's the number one reason why you can't cancel your Costco membership? Costco has announced starting March 16th that if you do not have a membership, you can't eat at their food court. Well, I was shocked because I didn't know that you could even eat at the food court without a membership.
They're going to build a wall and make Walmart pay for it. You're not coming in here, people, without your ID.
It's Anna and Raven. And there's a lot of controversy around it, of course. But the question is would you buy a membership just to eat at the food court? Because I don't know if that would be the reason, but there's plenty of other reasons why I would never give up my Costco membership.
Whatever your item is that you need the most of, you want to buy it at the best price, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to get in there. They just have some of that stuff.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text and let us know. What is that one item that you could never get rid of your Costco membership for? On our Facebook page, they wrote, a lot of people wrote gas. I get infuriated. I don't have gas at my Costco.
Oh, that's terrible.
I don't have liquor at my Costco either, and I love my Costco.
I talk to you about that all the time. It's the saddest thing ever.
Right.
The $12 handle is no joke.
Yeah. Well, we got a text that said, there's no specific one item. I just love all the free samples. I love the free samples.
Right.
I love the free samples.
It's like your own buffet you didn't plan for.
But I don't like when they do the vitamins, because I'm like, get out of there. I want bagel bites and Lindt chocolates only.
The pizza bites. That's what I want.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What can't you live without because of your Costco membership?
Yes, hi. My wife must have the artichoke dip. Must have it. That's the one reason why we have the membership.
Right. You can't give it up for that one reason alone, right? I don't actually have Costco. I have another box store. But I won't allow my friend to give up his Costco membership for two things. The Kirkland Signature Prawn, coconut shrimp, panko shrimp.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Absolutely fantastic. And the Signature Vodka. Mm.
Oh, the Kirkland Vodka.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's quality.
I've never had the artichoke dip, and this may be my favorite thing we've ever done on the air, because I'm making a note of these things for next time I go to Costco.
Items worth trying.
It's Anna and Raven. What's the item that you have to get at Costco? You could never give up your membership because of this one thing.
My main thing is Dan and Light and Fit Big Bulk Yogurt. Bulk fruit. We do their grapes, their blueberries, their mixed fruit. I just couldn't live without Costco.
The amount of lotion that we go through in my household and wet wipes, if there wasn't the opportunity to buy that in bulk, I'd be living in a box.
Ma'am, do you think that it's strange that Raven brings his Lubriderm lotion to work with him every single day and puts it on the counter next to him? Do you think that's odd? Because I think it's weird.
I think it's weird, but there are guys at work that I see do it.
It's so strange.
Hey, I'm dry. I can't get ashy.
I mean, who carries around Lubriderm lotion?
And I've got it right here, ready to go.
It's so odd.
In case of an emergency, of course.
Luckily, at Costco, you can buy it by the pound.
And Ann Raven, do you have a Costco membership?
Yes, of course I do.
Okay, what is the number one thing that you have to get when you go to Costco? You go there just for that.
Oh, I go there for their chickens.
Oh, the chickens.
Oh, the roasted chickens.
Yes, yes, because I get two of them. I get one for my wife and I, and then we break it up and feed it with the dogs. We give it to them.
All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-330-9999. What's that one item that you get at Costco? You can never give up your membership because you are obsessed with this one item. They just announced at Costco that starting next month, if you don't have a membership, you can't eat at the food court. So we were wondering, are people really going to join just for the food court? There's so many other reasons why.
Listen, I'm walking out and my receipt gets checked all the time to see whether or not I got the requisite items in my cart. Nothing extra in there. They should be carding people at the door when they walk in. Where's the velvet rope?
Brian wrote that he goes there 100% for the burgers and the hot dogs. There's like a billion of them.
Well, you better have a membership, Brian, or we are checking you from now on.
Those burgers are big,
too. You mean the ones that you buy for, like, your barbecue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
you're
going to
get the box of 30, you know, that
they're
kind of
huge.
Thing. Take care of it in one shot. Yeah. And then the ketchup is like a gallon. You roll it out to the table.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
1-800-330-9999. We'll get your calls and texts coming up next. I'm not going to lie. I've never bought that giant pizza. I see it all the time, but I never buy it. I don't know. I wonder if it's good. According to Kendra on our Facebook page, their pizza is really good.
Well, you have to take advantage of this thing. You know why? Because you have a paid membership at Costco. You are allowed to be there. And pretty soon, those that have been freeloading, it's over, people.
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. Coming up on March 16th, Costco has announced that you can no longer eat at their food court without a membership, which struck me because I had no idea that you could even go into a Costco, period, if you didn't have a membership. So.
The greatest thing about crowd control, Anna, is tell the people what you're going to do before you do it. Let them be disgruntled and get used to the idea.
Yeah.
And people are still absorbing it now a week later after this announcement's been made. And as you said, it's not going into effect for another 3 weeks.
There's three things. I call
it's
it
like making an amendment.
The Costco trip. I do the Costco trip once a month. And there's certain things that we have to buy when we do the Costco trip.
Okay.
The toilet paper.
Yes, of course. The
right.
Biggest amount of toilet. Where do you stock it all?
Oh, we have downstairs. We have wires, like the wire shelves.
A shelf area?
That's where the toilet paper, that's where the paper towels.
Of course.
And then the giant box of the Keurig Dunkin' Donuts. Like, that is...
A solid investment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I go in there, coffee is a big one because they have like a 12-pound thing of Maxwell House.
Yeah.
I love the Maxwell House, but I will say this. That's a huge container of Maxwell House. The handle that's built into it, terrible. Terrible hander. Folger's handle, far superior.
And I'll admit that the Costco flowers are beautiful and a great deal, but every time it's any holiday, including this past Valentine's Day, and my husband comes home, I'm like, the Costco flowers!
Because you see them every time you go in there. the shine's a little bit worn off.
1-800-330-9999. What's the one item at Costco that you can't give up your membership ever because of this?
I would still have to say the roasted chicken.
My gosh.
Wow. Two for two on the chicken.
Everybody's
huh?
calling about the chicken.
It's a good score. You know what I like there, too? When you're over there getting the chicken, the cheese is a buck cheaper than anywhere else. The American cheese. It's at least $2 cheaper than any other deli.
I get the bulk. What do you do with all that cheese besides get diarrhea?
No. You can get it sliced at that rate, or you can get the conveniently pre-sliced 3-pounder stack.
And what
it's
you
like
gonna,
the size of my arm.
How long does cheese even last, though?
Oh, cheese just gets cheesier, right? That's, I mean, cheese is mold anyways, I think.
I don't know. I don't think I commit to that much cheese. And on Raven, why do you love your Costco membership?
Well, I got one even better. I work there, and I'm the one that does the demonstration for the food services. And I think the people love it because they just come in and they can eat and eat and eat.
Oh, I do love it.
Worth their Costco membership card. Oh, my God. We have our regulars that we call them, and they just eat all day long.
Do you get sad? Who has to ban the vitamin station? Because I think whoever's giving out the free examples of the vitamins is the saddest thing because nobody wants that.
I mean, who can even tell if vitamin's working instantly when they give you a sample?
Well, wait a second. I sometimes do breaks, so when I have to break somebody that does the vitamins, gentlemen will eat the women's samples because they're there. They're free.
And on Raven, what's that one item at Costco you can't live without? You'll never give up that membership.
Okay, this is the only reason we have it. They have a Kirkland brand green tea that is great. And the worst part is it's seasonal, so we have to, like, stockpile it in the winter. We'll buy 10 cases, like, in October in our garage.
I mean, that's good planning. I do the same thing with my pellet stove fuel. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Lori wrote on our Facebook page, the pumpkin cheesecake right before Thanksgiving. It's the only time it's there, and it's the best. Yeah, you have to, like, when things are seasonal, you got to jump on that.
Everything here is making me hungry.
Well, I think this has been the most enlightening thing we've done in a long time, Raven, because I'm making, like, a list of things that I have to try that I always just kind of walk by. I didn't even know that they were so awesome.
Fun and educational. That's what we're going for.
You can head to our Facebook page, search Ann on Raven. What is the one reason why you could never give up your Costco membership? All this week, different careers that we're fascinated by that we want to learn more about. It's Ann on Raven. Joining us is Keisha Rose. She's a flight attendant, and we can only say it's for the largest airline in the world. That's all we can say, right?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Keep her protected, man. Liability.
Obviously, you have to travel all over the world. Do you get tired? Because if you get like an 8-hour flight, a lot of times you got to turn around and you go right on another flight. Do you ever just take a nap on the plane?
For flights like that are over 8 hours, we always have crew rest. So they're like larger planes, like wide body planes that have actual bunks on the plane, which you guys are not aware of, but they're like secret compartments that we can open with the special key where the overhead bins are, walk up a flight of stairs, and there's like 8 beds up there that we can take naps at during flight.
Oh my gosh!
There is a party pack. Alice in a plane. This is a regular plane, not like a 747. Like a 727 has got one of these.
Yeah, well, on our planes, we have like 777-200 or 777-300.
Yeah.
Those are really big planes that hold like over 300 people. And there's a secret door that you guys are not aware of that we take naps.
Forget it. This changes everything.
Okay.
This whole interview has now changed.
Yeah.
This whole interview has now changed.
That's so crazy.
What do we have up in that room? Is there a lava lamp in that room? There's got to be some cool stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, we have emergency equipment. If anything goes down, we have oxygen mask and fire equipment.
No, I don't
whatnot.
Care about the safety equipment. I'm writing Grey's Anatomy. Do you know what they do in their bunks? I'm wondering if I should have been a flight attendant.
The pilots' bunks are actually better than ours. Ours are, like, at a different part of the plane, and they have, like, huge TVs and, like, recliners and beds on top of that. So they have their own little suite up there. Ours is much smaller.
I will never get on a plane the same way again. I will always be looking for the secret compartment
where
that goes
is
to
this door?
The airplane hotel.
Right.
Wow. Oh. All this stuff that's been going on recently in the news about the recline. So this guy started punching the woman's seat in front because she reclined and she took a video and it went viral.
Team recliner. I'm on team recliner.
I think you shouldn't recline, to be honest.
It depends on the kind of flight, because if it's like a long haul flight, you want to get as much room as you can. But if it's like a domestic short flight, then I mean, there's no reason for you to recline. You're only going to go back so far anyway. If you can, just sit up, bring a neck pillow, a blanket, get comfortable.
Have you ever seen people get in confrontations?
Not really. Usually they ask the flight attendant. attendants kind of to diffuse the situation. Like, oh, I'm afraid to ask them. Do you mind asking them if they can push their seat back up because I'm working on something on my laptop or something? And I usually ask them and they're usually okay with it. One solution I would say, pay a little more. It might be worth it if you really want to be in your laptop. The seats that are closer to the front of the plane recline further back as opposed to the ones in the back of the plane.
Yeah, if you're 6'5" and you select the back row of the plane, if you're not going home because your mother's on her last leg, you made the mistake. I mean, you understand how a seating chart works. Look at it. Keisha, you're super nice. From the moment I've met you, you've always been really nice.
Thank you.
But be honest with me, because I think that I've seen this over the last few years more. Like, I feel like flight attendants, some of them are getting very confrontational. Is that just me talking nonsense, or are they?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, there's been times where nice Keisha is not always nice, and my Jamaican side comes out, and it's not so pretty. But I would say that we've had to kind of put our foot down for things because people like to say certain things. They think they are entitled to say certain things. Some people are not aware of social issues. One time, a colleague of mine was referred to as the help on a plane.
Yeah,
things like
good.
That, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, all right, buddy, like, you want me to give you the best flight service, but if you're going to be rude to me, you got to work together.
Right.
Does anybody call you stewardess anymore? Is stewardess a word?
Yes, it is a word, and we do not use that term anymore. People still use it. People who don't fly often may use it or are not aware of the new term flight attendant. Steward kind of comes off as, or stewardess comes off as offensive or as like you're just their maid, whereas flight attendant is just like you're there for service and for anything that may happen emergency-wise.
I'll be on my best behavior till I get to that bunk bed area.
We call it the crew lounge.
Oh, the crew lounge! I so want to get to a crew lounge. It's all I want to do the next time I'm on a plane.
We're going to have more with Keisha Rose. The coronavirus, everybody's been freaked out about that, and you know what happens on cruise ships, but how about when you get in the air on the planes? It's next with Anna and Raven. All this week, different careers that we're fascinated by that we want to learn more about. Joining us, it's Keisha Rose, Anna and Raven. She's a flight attendant on the largest airline in the world. That's all we can say.
I can't believe, Keisha, that you told us about this crew lounge on all these regular-sized planes that we've been flying on. We didn't even know. There's a party palace in the plane, Anna's at.
With 8 beds for the flight attendants.
You better be careful. I feel like the industry might take you out after this. This is the biggest secret ever.
I wanted to talk about the coronavirus. People are so scared. You hear about these terrible things that have been going on in the cruise ships. But when we're on a plane, it's a lot of close quarters. What have you seen and what should we do if we're flying?
The airline industry is completely different because of the coronavirus. People are walking around with masks, disinfecting tray tables. The plane is still dirty because it's all recycled air. So I tell people, make sure that you wash your hands when you go to the bathroom. Make sure that you don't touch your face. If you're going to sneeze, make sure you cover your mouth. People don't know these things. They walk on an airplane and they forget all of their manners. Walk to the bathroom barefoot.
Ew.
I've seen people change babies on the floor on the plane.
Oh.
The babies crawl. It's just, it's gotten out of hand. Like, would you do that in a public bathroom? When that plane lands, they turn that plane around so quickly. They don't always have time to clean it properly, especially if the flight is delayed. It's a domino effect where all the planes following that are delayed as well. So they have the flight land, deplane, the cleaning crew comes on and tries to clean up as much as they can, but they don't have time to wipe down every single tray table, wipe down every armrest, even those air vents at the top, those never get cleaned. So I definitely recommend wipe down everything that you can touch, even the window shades.
Oh, man. I'm going to get one of those gas masks.
Right? Yeah, or you can do that, too.
I mean, I think they're more effective, but they're definitely more terrifying also.
Right. Raven stands up when the seatbelt light is on because he thinks that rules don't apply to him.
You just want to make sure that you want to ask all the questions that you want to know, but you want to throw me under the bus
Raven, you should know better.
Keisha, you know that they abuse that light system. That light is on all the time.
Don't.
It's on all the time, girl.
Well, okay. Sometimes they leave it on because they don't know what they're getting into. It's just better to leave it on to keep people safe. But there's been times where the light is on and people get up and it's smooth. And then there's other times where it's crazy and the seatbelt sign is on and people will still try to get up to use the bathroom. You're like, what are you doing? If we are sitting down in our jump seats with our seatbelts fastened, then you should be too.
You know personally how small the bathroom is on an airplane. Believe me when I tell you, if I get up to go to the bathroom on a plane, it's urgent.
Well, are you one of those people that, like, as soon as you get on the plane, you use the bathroom?
No. Okay. I go before I get on the plane. I mean, that
why
just
don't
makes,
people know that?
And I limit my fluids while I'm on the plane because I'm just like, I don't want to be in that room.
I don't know. We haven't even pushed back or taken off yet, and people will be running straight to the bathroom as soon as they get on. Terminal bathrooms are way cleaner. They get cleaned daily and with better cleaning tools than on the plane.
Right.
I don't understand. I'm
except
like, why?
Miami.
Oh, well, that's not the story.
You've been in that baggage area. It's terrible.
Do you get to fly for free as a flight attendant?
Domestically, I can fly for free all over the United States and any territories. Internationally, I do pay a small fee, but it's pretty good deal.
That's awesome. I would travel all the time and never, ever come back. I would just go places.
You know,
places.
I love first class, but I want to see the add-on for the lounge, man. I got to get in there.
Lounge.
I don't know. I don't care what it costs. I don't even care if the ceiling's only 3 feet tall and I got to crawl up in there. I want to fly in that room and party up there.
Most famous person you've seen on a flight?
Ooh, Ariana Grande.
Oh,
recently,
man.
I saw her a few years ago, and then recently just had Usain Bolt on the plane, which was awesome as well. So he's pretty cool.
Is he fast? Like, when he sits down, do you not even see him?
Clearly.
He's so fast.
Clearly.
He's actually really, really tall. His head's, like, touching the ceiling.
Right. Really?
Yeah, he's really tall. And one thing that's really cool about him, he walked on with no entourage, no one with him. He walked in like a regular passenger and just sat down. Whereas Ariana Grande had, like, her entire, like, she actually boarded from the tarmac. She didn't even go through the terminal. She, like, literally rolled up to the side and came on. I was like, okay, fancy. Yeah.
And she must roll deep with, like, a whole entourage.
Yeah, she got her whole team with her.
But where's the team sitting? In the back?
She'll have like one person up with her in first class and the rest will be like,
you know, that person up front, they get 15% and everybody else is in the rear.
Yeah. Keisha, thank you so much for coming in. It's fascinating.
Thank you.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They tell us what's wrong, and then you judge who's right. Megan and Sean. Megan, let's start with you. What's going on?
Sean and I are set to go to my dad's 60th birthday party. It's going to be a huge gathering, lots of people there, big sit-down dinner, and there's a lot of people that he hasn't met yet. He's also been invited going away with his best friend for a guy's weekend in Atlantic City, and he really wants to go to that now. I obviously still want him to come to my dad's party, so... Yeah.
So you're making him choose. Is he going to go to this guy's weekend for his buddy, or is he going to go to your dad's 60th birthday party where he can meet the rest of your family?
I mean, he has to choose, right? He has to go to one of them. And I think that it's rude, since we've already said that we're both going to my dad's party, for him to choose the other.
Sean, what's the story with the guy's weekend? I mean, he can't do this another weekend.
He is visiting from out of town. I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to see him again. He's living on the other side of the country right now. I kind of don't really want to go to the 60th. I'm not going to know anybody. I'm going to know like two people. So it's not like they're missing out on seeing me if they don't even know me. Like, it's no loss, really. I grew up with this kid. We lived across the street from each other when we were children. You know, it's important that I see him.
Megan, has Sean met your dad before?
He has, but the extended family that's there, you know, it's not often that someone has a party where everyone actually gathers together.
Right, and you can get to
just
present
meet
them.
Everyone at once.
No, I get it. And you get to present them and kind of like, this is our thing and it's an official thing. How long have you guys been dating?
3 years.
How old are you guys? I'm sorry, but I have to know.
28. He's 32.
Oh, Sean, I thought you were going to say like you were 21. The way you make it sound, it's like you want to hang out with your buddies and you're prioritizing, but you're adults. Isn't it important if you've been with someone for 3 years to go meet the rest of her family if you plan on having a future together?
Well, I mean, I've met like her immediate family, but I don't think I really need to meet like second and third cousins and the neighbors of the old employees at his company and, you know, come on.
Are you going away or are you going to be local? Can you somehow do both?
No, he's going to be in Atlantic City. There's no possible way I could do both. It's literally impossible.
All right, so they may see your side, Sean. The truth is that you're choosing your friends over Megan's dad's 60th birthday. And Megan, you're going to just have to understand that and be okay with it. But they may see your side too, Megan. If he has any interest in a long-term relationship with you, he needs to prioritize, and maybe meeting the rest of your family is important, not only to your relationship, but to you. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, I mean, I really think they're going to be on my side, but I'll hear them out either way.
Call or text 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Megan and Sean have been dating for 3 years, and he's met her immediate family, but not the extended family. They both agreed to go to Megan's dad's 60th birthday, but now he wants to jump ship because his buddy from San Diego's coming, and he wants to go on an AC for that same weekend.
And listen, Megan says, you made a commitment. You've got to come here. It'll be embarrassing with me in front of the family, and you haven't met a lot of these cousins. But he says, you know what? Who cares? I don't know these people. They don't know me. They won't even miss me.
And it's my best friend, and he doesn't come here often. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
I'm on the female side. This guy's got to bite the bullet. It's too bad. He already made the plans to go and be with the family. He can't just back out just because a friend showed up. You know, it's not going to look good. on his part.
Put on those boat shoes, get out there and play some shuffleboard and keep those elderly people entertained during this party here, buddy.
I mean, they're 60. I don't think they're not that elderly.
Oh, they are parties. There's applesauce going on there. Somebody's having applesauce.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. This has to be one of the closest votes we've had in a long time. It's Anna and Raven, Couples Court. Megan and Sean have already agreed to go to her father's 60th birthday party. They've been dating 3 years, and he hasn't met a lot of the extended family.
Now he says he can't go because a buddy is going to be flying in from the other side of the country, and they're all going to Atlantic City.
Megan says, no way. You said you were going. This is important. What do you think? Does he really have to go to her father's 60th? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hey, I am solidly on Sean's side. I can't even believe she'd make him choose. These are, you know, second and third and fourth cousins. Like, I don't know. I just wouldn't make him choose. I don't think that's a good sign for the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he can't tell her father happy birthday the day before or the day after with, like, an intimate dinner.
I wouldn't sit good with my family, though, I'll be honest. If I was excited to introduce my new boyfriend for 3 years, not new, and then all of a sudden he just bails, my dad would be like, his friends are more important. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm actually on the guy's side. It's a party for the dad. Most people are going to be focused on the father. No one's going to really care after the initial 5 minutes that this boyfriend isn't there. And if it's something is really important to him, or really, you know, he really doesn't want to go, or he really wants to do something, that should be more important to the girl and him and their relationship. Let him have a good time and reconnect with his old friend.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on her side. I mean, this is her dad. They've been together for 3 years, and he's 32. Like, come on. You can go see your friend in Cali any other time. It's his 60th birthday. Suck it up.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sean, our audience agreed with you, more or less, because clearly you don't care enough about this relationship.
That's terrible. Don't say that.
Well,
I mean, he gets the votes. He gets the votes.
Right. Your buddy's coming, and you've chosen that that's what you want to do. And Megan, you can't force him, but you should definitely consider this as you move forward in your relationship.
Yeah, it's definitely something I have to keep in mind. It's a pretty big deal to me.
I imagine if Sean invited your dad and he popped down to Atlantic City, other people would be offended as well. So I get it.
Yeah.
Dad be like, what? Guys night.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Guys night.
All right. Good luck, Megan. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Pop culture trivia. Beat Raven, you win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Sean.
Okay, Sean, here's how it works. Raven's walking on out of here when that big old studio door closes. He won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him in, and I'm going to ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Duncan. You ready to do it?
Ready.
Number 1, Tina Fey was trending because people didn't know who she was. What TV show did she create and star in about her experiences as head writer for SNL?
30 Rock.
Number 2, Mission Impossible 7 is delayed because of the coronavirus outbreak. Who is the star of the Mission Impossible series?
Tom Cruise.
LL Cool J says that he talked to Kobe Bryant out of trying to be a gangsta rapper. Can you imagine? What 2 numbers did the Lakers retire in Kobe's honor?
24 and 6.
Number 4, the heiress to the Hot Pocket fortune was sentenced in the college admission scandal. What company that also owns Toll House, Kit Kat, and Cheerios bought Hot Pockets in 2002?
Nabisco.
And number 5, Chris Pratt announced that the 3rd Jurassic World film will be titled Jurassic World Dominion. Who did he marry last year?
Oh, I'm not sure. Sorry.
That's all right. Good try, Sean. I'm going to bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
See you lurking out in the hall. Sean got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Not too good, Sean.
Number 1, Tina Fey was trending because people didn't know who she was. How weird is that? How that do people not know who Tina Fey is?
Seems strange.
What TV show did she create and star in about her experiences as head writer for SNL?
30 Rock.
30 Rock is correct.
Yeah.
Number 2, Mission Impossible 7 is delayed because of the coronavirus outbreak. Mm. They're filming in Italy.
Right.
Well, who is the star of the Mission Impossible series?
Well, there's several because Tom Cruise loves to share the ball in the Mission Impossible movies. How about Jeremy Renner? He's a star. That dude from Shaun of the Dead, he's a star.
No,
don't forget about my boy Bing Rames, but the name you're looking for is Tom Cruise.
That is correct. You guys are tied.
Michelle Monaghan, I mean, I could keep going.
LL Cool J says that he talked Kobe Bryant out of trying to be a gangster rapper.
Good call.
Can you imagine? What two numbers did the Lakers retire in Kobe's honor?
24 and 8.
24 and 8 is correct. You said 6. You're close, Sean. Number 4. The heiress to the Hot Pockets fortune was sentenced in the college admission scandal.
Yeah.
I just wish I could be called the Hot Pocket heiress. That'd be awesome. What company that also owns Toll House, Kit Kat, and Cheerios bought Hot Pockets in 2002?
Nestle.
That is right. Nestle paid $2.6 billion. Mm-hmm. They paid for Hot Pockets.
Well, hey, listen, we all know. I mean, again, she's called the heiress for some reason, right? I mean, there was plenty of money there. And if you need something to burn the inside of your mouth and be ready to carry out the door in less than 2 minutes in your microwave, that is the ticket.
I love Hot Pockets. I love Lean Pockets, actually.
I can never be patient enough to wait for it to cool down. Right. So I just don't ever buy them or partake because I know it's going to be a problem.
Number 5, Chris Pratt announced that the third Jurassic World film will be titled Jurassic World Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Who did he marry last year?
Katherine Schwarzenegger, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Sean. He beat you 5-2 this morning.
This is Sean, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you, Sean. We're still going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt. Hold on the line, okay?
Better luck next time.
We'll get another chance for you to get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today. What was the silly but memorable thing that you did in college? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. Raven, this cross-country team at a college near Albany wanted some Chick-fil-A last week for lunch.
Okay.
But the closest Chick-fil-A restaurant was like 90 minutes away, and they're like, it's not worth a three-hour drive.
Yeah, it's not in every market. You can't get it all over the place. And then 3 hours, you come back, you know your waffle fries are going to be soggy. Who can live like that?
Exactly. But there was one other option, because there was a Chick-fil-A inside of Albany International Airport, which is only about 15 minutes from their college.
Look at the airport being all up to date.
And then they decided to do this.
We thought, oh, there is a Chick-fil-A in the airport right near us. How much would it cost? We could all split it and just one person gets all the food. It was about $5 or $6 a person. We like equated to a Grubhub delivery charge. They walked me all the way to TSA and I waved goodbye to them like I was waving goodbye to my family and going on a trip.
Yep. They bought a one-way ticket to Fort Lauderdale on Delta.
I love the fact that they walk into the airport and the guy still plays it like he's actually going somewhere. Because if you tell the TSA agents, no, I'm just here for the fast food, they're probably going to give you a hard, hard look.
You think so?
You're going to be in the strip search area for a long time.
Went through right through TSA, went through the check, went to the Chick-fil-A, bought hundreds of dollars of the Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Well, you
got to
make the investment worth it, right?
Right. Turned around, walked right back out to his buddies. And they ate their Chick-fil-A.
How much was the ticket, as I'm wondering? Because
$98 one way.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's not bad.
He says when they do it next time, they're going to buy for a flight on Monday because it's cheaper.
Yeah. Well, that's a good plan. I mean, as long as you can move your lunch around, that works, right?
Yeah, but I think there's so many silly but memorable things that you do in college that you look back and you just giggle on. There's so many I can remember.
Okay. Besides slip and slide, are you going to go slip and slide? Because I know that's memorable.
No, this is a... I don't know if I'm breaking any New Zetify rules right now because, you know, New Zetify till I die.
Right, of course.
But part of even though my sorority is currently suspended campus for hazing, even though...
Oh, don't go into that then.
No.
I mean, you got misbehaving people. Don't do that.
I 100% deny those claims. Anyway, what happened? Anyway, we had part of our pledging was that we had to go on road trips.
Yes.
And one of our road trips, and this is killing me right now that I can't remember the last two, you have to visit the 5 cities or towns in New York that are named after other states.
Okay.
So there's obviously New York, mm-hmm. but there's a Florida, New York.
Okay.
And there's a Mexico, New York.
All right.
And I can't remember the other two, and it's driving me crazy, but I got to Google it and figure it out. But when we went to Florida, New York, you have to bring something back to prove that you were there.
That you were there.
So back then, like...
Proof of life.
Right. We had to like find something that said Florida, New York, and all we could find was signs on a little field, like a little baseball field.
Oh.
So
you...
But there was police everywhere. Yes, we were like, can't say, like, can we take a sign?
So you had to sniper off with the Park and Recs department. That's what you guys did?
So we took an old school map, right? Because this is the early 2000s, and this is before MapQuest. And we opened the map in front of the police officer so he could give us directions and blocked his view with our giant map while two of the girls ran. and took that sign. I feel so bad for those poor kids. But now,
right. You destroyed the booster program because of your pledge antics, if you will.
Oh, man, but it was good times. 1-800-330-9999. What was the silly but memorable thing that you did in college? You can call or text. We're talking about these college kids up in Albany. They wanted Chick-fil-A so badly that they decided to pay for a one-way airfare ticket so they could go to International Airport that was just a few minutes away from their college to get into the terminal get it.
It's the only place that Chick-fil-A is within their vicinity. So they decided that a $100 investment in a one-way ticket out of Albany, which, by the way, sounds like a bargain because people sometimes desperate to get out of Albany. Let's be real. they considered that basically like a food fee so they could get in there and get access.
Yeah, smart. Got hundreds of dollars of Chick-fil-A. But we're wondering, what was the silly but memorable thing you did in college? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Shadine wrote, went grocery shopping right after a snowstorm up in upstate New York. A friend fell in the snow and couldn't find her. She was a tiny girl. But then she jumped out like a snow monster laughing, and we all laughed so hard I wet myself.
Good.
Yeah.
In a snowsuit, does anybody know that you wet yourself?
1-800-330-9999. What was the silly but memorable thing you did in college? What silly but memorable thing did you do in college? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. This comes up because there's a group of college kids in Albany that they wanted Chick-fil-A, but the closest Chick-fil-A was 90 minutes away. They had one other alternative: buy a plane ticket out of Albany International Airport and be able to get to the Chick-fil-A that was in the terminal. And That's what they did.
Yeah, it's a good plan. I mean, especially if you spread it out, go in there, load up for everybody in your fraternity. Everybody gets the food they need, and the charge is dissipated to like $5 each.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They bought hundreds of dollars of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But you always do crazy things like that in college, things that you look back on and you just smile and giggle.
So one time I took a road trip with like three other guys. And, you know, I was like 19 years old. So you've got like, you know, a four-cylinder POS car that you're driving. And I made it like from basically all the way up here to, I think it was the North Carolina Welcome Center, in something like 6 hours. All the guys were asleep.
Yeah.
Mathematically, that means I was doing somewhere between 100 and 120 miles per hour.
Oh, my God.
I remember when we got out at the rest stop, one of the guys asked where we were, and I told him as we were walking up, and he says, no, we're not. And then he saw the sign on the building, and he literally laid down and kissed the ground. No sign of police from here to there. So I figured we're going to be in the Keys in like 10 minutes, basically, right? Four tickets I got after that. Four tickets from here to Florida.
Good.
Yeah, and the first one was $78. So I said, at this rate, I can keep going. No problem. Second one was like $370.
Good.
And that was a long time ago.
I don't feel bad.
I had to give up like a toe.
Right.
It was bad.
Maria wrote on our Facebook page, she drove 3 hours to Hoboken, New Jersey from her college just to go to Carlo's Bakery for the cheesecake. And then on top of that, they waited in line for half a day to get it. Remember when Carlo's Bakery, they first got that show, Cake Boss, everybody was doing that.
Yeah, they had to get down there, to go.
Yeah, wow. That's a college thing to do, absolutely. Yvonne Rowe dressed in prom gowns and tuxes and went to the movies, and then we toured the movie theater art gallery and went to the mall. Oh, I used to love dressing. I used to dress up in college all the time. We used to dress up like the Spice Girls. Mm. So each of us would pick in my house. We'd all pick which Spice Girl we were going to be that night. We would get dressed like them, and then we would speak in British accents the whole night.
Oh, perfect. I do like that. You know, yeah. I've never traveled all that far for food. The most that I weighed out for basically is like sleeping outside of the Krispy Kreme at the casino. I just lay down. I know they're going to be baking them soon.
Right.
And then it wakes me with the smell and the aroma after that.
You want to chime in too? 1-800-330-9999. What silly but memorable thing did you do in college? Cross country team at a college near Albany wanted some Chick-fil-A so bad last week. But the problem was the closest one was 90 minutes away. So they paid for a one-way flight to Daytona, had one of the guys go into the airport that was close to their school, went right through TSA, bought all the Chick-fil-A, turned around, walked right out and gave it to all the guys.
I applaud these kids. That's good use of math right there. You do the numbers, right? You run the odds, and you say to yourself, this is our best bet, and you make a commitment.
So the question we have is, you do a lot of silly things in college, but what was the silliest, most memorable thing that you did? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
Hey, so we decided to apply a little local administrative medicine to the unhappy or not very nice person that lived on our ball floor. And so late at night, under serious inebriation, we decided to cover her door with tape. That way she couldn't get out. But she had gone home for the night. So when she came back at 5 o'clock, started in the morning, started screaming bloody murder, woke us all up. I had to watch a video in the police and safety department about fire safety on campus and stuff like that was my penalty.
I don't judge you, buddy. I've seen a few of those videos.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Seen a few of them, and I don't judge you at all. Thank you for sharing.
The things we used to do to the neighbors. The Deke boys used to live next door, the fraternity, and we, you know, we did a reverse panty raid because they always would steal our food.
Right.
So we went and we stole all their boxers, and we hung them on a line all the way from the top floor of our townhouses down to the flagpole one night.
What did they eat that night then?
Well, that night we put Miralax on our food, and then they stole it and ate that too.
Perfect.
Oh, good times. And on Raven, what's that silly thing you did in college that you still laugh about?
Because I had a chemistry professor. I got all my friends together one day just as college was closing, and we picked up his mini car.
Good.
We carried it into the ornate reception hall where all the statues of the founders of the college were, and then we turned it upside down.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. I mean, everything was fine when you were just parking it.
Right, we set it spinning right, on the roof.
Come on.
Oh, man, the things we used to do. It was fine, Raven.
Right, totally fine, right, totally fine.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.